No, just like a chat. Okay, we're live from Tokyo, with my guest Jude Ferrari, the designer behind Maison J. Simone. She just had her presentation here in Tokyo. So can you tell us all about the collection Villaine?
So the whole collection is based on vintage superheroes, and for the modernity, there is a mix with Street Fighter kind of aesthetic. It's for me the way to make like the woman really powerful in a way, because for me superheroes are every day in the streets and every woman are superheroes. So it's just to inner the superheroes but with like a fashion collection, to wear colors with bold shoulders and not to be scared to like be you and to show yourself to the world. I'm taking as well like some masculine wardrobe elements such as tie, because for me tie is like the most elegant thing of a man, and I wanted to make it a bit more absurd and funny by make it shorter so that it's bring like humoristic but keeping the elegance.
Yeah, I can definitely see that retro game aesthetic with the colors, and yeah, just the tie as well. It kind of you've kind of created different sort of characters. It's almost like video game characters, and it reminds me of when I play like Tekken or something like that. The women characters are also are very powerful and cool, and yeah, it's cool to see that. So, have you been inspired by any games in particular, or when you were growing up, did you play any games that may have inspired this?
I'm in a family of six children. I'm the youngest, and they were all playing video games, but because I'm the youngest, I could not play at all. I have just to watch them. And
Oh,
I
okay.
actually enjoyed it a lot. And they were playing a lot of time like a Street Fighter, actually. Like the old video game. So this aesthetic I really loved since like years now. And I really was inspired by like Black Widow, which is a really old superhero from the 80s. Magneto, like a lot of women actually that nobody really knows, because women superheroes are never really well known, but they have like such powerful outfits and personality that I was inspired by that.
Awesome. And could you tell us a bit more about your background? Like, how did you get into fashion and where did you study?
I studied at Central Saint Martin in fashion design with marketing. Then I worked for Jacquemus. I was a designer at Zara and Written afterwards, which is a crazy brand in Japan. So my love for Japan started at this time. And I'm doing clothes since I'm a kid, to be honest. I was like always trying to modify stuff, and at school I was known as the girl that dressed weirdly. That was my name. It
Oh,
was a
cool.
really
Wow.
long name because I was in a really like traditional school. All the girls were wearing the same outfits, not a uniform, but kind of them. And I was the one wearing colors. And in Paris, when you wear colors, you're already a weirdo.
So you were pushing boundaries quite early on in fashion.
I've changed my style, I think, as every teenager, to be honest, but it was always kind of different from the others. Maybe because I'm from a like family with six children, so maybe I wanted to like step up from them, and I don't know from where it's coming from, but actually I think that living in this town pushed me to like find my own personality and not be a sheep.
Yeah, was it like a small town
It's a
in?
small town. It's a really it's known to be a like kind of a posh area where everybody is kind of, in Paris, I'm sorry, but they're all kind of judging each other. That's why everybody's wearing black, is that because they don't want to be judged. In Neuilly-sur-Seine, it's kind of even worse. And I really love it, to be honest. I'm used to it now, and I'm happy like to be a unique kind of, even if it's just clothes, to be honest, but just be brave enough to be who you are and to express it inside and outside.
Mm-hmm. And why did you choose London as a place to, you know, study and maybe pursue your career earlier on?
Yeah.
Because you're from Paris, which is Paris is known for, you know, being a fashion capital.
But the best school in the world is in London. All the big designers are coming from there.
Like the best what is from London?
The best school.
Oh, the school. Okay. St. Martin?
They're taking only 5 people in Europe every year. Upon 2,649 person. It's super hard to get in. And it took me almost 3 years because it's super hard to get in. So yeah, that's why I wanted to go there, to be honest. And it was the best time of my life. Like, an amazing experience. Incredible.
And how did you, you know, you mentioned you work at Jacquemus. How did you kind of get that career path? Was it through networking or?
I did kind of a little project just for him, like a video to convince him to take me.
Like an interview video?
Not really. Like, I did a fake campaign for him.
Okay.
Like, I redesigned his own clothes, but I put it on in men's. And before, he was not doing men at all. So I like created Jacquemus Men, and I did a commercial for him just to show him that I was really, really motivated.
Cool. And how did he see that?
He saw that because I found his personal email.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm really dedicated.
So you really just like made the video and you sent it, and he didn't know who you was,
and saying like, "Hey, I would love to work for you."
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so maybe that's the tip if you want to have a job.
Just put yourself out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And why did you want to have this presentation in Tokyo?
First of all, because I'm selling like in Tokyo stores, so I wanted to come closer to my customers. I've got a lot of like followers as well on Instagram, and because the topic was kind of the aesthetic of Street Fighter, and Street Fighter is from Tokyo, I really wanted like to bring the video, like the whole show and the whole collection to where it belongs, in a way, to where everything like started. And that's why like the show was in a really little space. It was to absorb people into the video game, and that's why people could play after
in the video game
with the looks that they just saw.
Why do you think people in Tokyo or Japan have an interest in your brand?
I think because it's kind of colorful, it's quite bold, but at the same time you can find some like really refined piece and more simple. So I think it talks to, like, for me, Japanese people are way more open to wear colors and like funky stuff, but they like as well to find like something chic, elegant, and well designed, kind of, and a bit simple. And my brand really offers both. So I think, yeah, that because there is, for me, no judgment in Japanese street. Like in Tokyo, you can wear whatever you want and you will just be like super cool.
Yeah.
So that's why my brand fits that much. Like, they love glitter and I love glitter.
Yeah, I found there is a like a polarity in the fashion here in Japan. Like, yeah, you have people just wearing all black. And then if you go to like Harajuku, there's that like Harajuku style of like really colorful, vibrant. So in this collection, you have the more sort of vibrant stuff. Is there another, you know, your other stuff that's more kind of simple and...
Yes, actually, even in the collection, like, there were some a little bit simplified looks, like a super long dress that was just blue with a patch. It's just that because I've styled it with the hat, that is looking like extra, but if you take it off the hat, it's just a blue dress. Or even there were a blue outfit as well, that can be kind of worn every day. So it depends on the styling as well. Like, some pieces can look like super extra and too much, but if you take it out from the crazy look and you just wear it with your own clothes that you've got in your closet, it's super chill at the end.
Okay. And how have you sort of been putting your brand out there and marketing it, maybe like through social media, or like how did the Japan market kind of become
social
aware?
media a lot, and press as well, like magazines, thanks to my PR Iroko, which is amazing. And so with the with magazines, I think that like Tokyo people, like Japanese people, really loves to read magazines. Like it's really they are really reading it, and they are following what they are seeing on it. And I feel that in France, for example, nobody gives a shit, to be honest, about what they see in magazine. In Japan, if you are in a magazine, is that you are popular and is that it's good, so you have to buy it.
Yeah,
which is quite great.
I still believe in print. Like
me too, but
I think
feel like in France, no, it's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, like in the age of social media, like Instagram videos and TikToks, like which get lots of views. Before, my view was like, oh, you can't really, like, who's really reading the magazine? But the thing about magazines is people actually keep the magazines. They put them on their coffee table. They keep them around like forever. Like they collect the magazines. So I think, yeah, I still believe in magazines as well. Have you been doing any photo shoots with your brand here in Tokyo, or you mostly do the shoots in France?
For now, no, for all this collection, I've done the shooting in Paris. Yeah, I've done everything in Paris. Then I came here with everything done, which is quite hard for me because, I mean, Paris is that to manage everything from that far. It's a bit of a struggle. So that's why I prefer to have everything done and to come. Last year, I've done the collection in Paris and I did the shoot in Tokyo. So see, there's no rules.
Okay. And worldwide, where are your stores? I mean, where are your products like in stores?
Paris and Tokyo. But I sell quite well in America.
Okay. Australia?
Not yet. Not yet. I would love to. Mm-hmm. If you find me stores.
Yeah. Guys, hit her up. And what was the design process behind this particular collection? Like, what inspired you to do the video game theme, or was it always on your mind?
It wasn't always on my mind. There is quite like the superhero vibe. It's kind of the second time I'm really like playing with it. I just like everything that is super exaggerated, like the shoulders or some parts that I love to like emphasize. And yeah, I just did a lot of research, especially upon like really old books, and I've done some collage and tried to like mix stuff together. And to see people in the streets is really intriguing, how like they look, how they dress. It depends on where you are, like which area, which time of the day. And I love to see people. Human is the most inspiring animal in the world.
Yeah, for sure. Like, so you get in, when you see somebody wearing your brand out in the street, you get inspired to changes. Yeah. And yeah, because I noticed your brand definitely plays with like the masculine and the feminine. So how are you kind of balancing that? Well, first of all, is your collection just for women?
This one, yes. Normally, no, but this one I really wanted to like focus on women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After, if a man wants to wear everything he can
wear
and everything. But yeah, like I really wanted to like just focus on women for this one.
Mm-hmm. So are you using kind of the masculinity aspect to showing, to sort of empower?
I like to say, yeah, sorry, I'm cutting you, because I love to say that I love making women macho. Mm-hmm. Is macho English name as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, mature.
No, macho. Macho, macho.
Macho. Okay, yeah.
So I love to make a woman look macho.
Okay.
Which is normally just for men, because there is only men that are macho. But I love that my woman is a macho woman as well.
Okay.
So like you can be a woman, but you can be a like a badass queen and have like so much. Like you can keep your femininity, but being powerful. And sometimes we forget this.
Hmm.
Like for a lot of people, you if you are powerful, you're not feminine, but I don't know why. So I'm just like
I guess that relates to the color, because I mean, color is bold and bright.
Yeah.
But if you're like bold and bright, it's like you're confident and you're putting yourself out there.
Exactly. It's what I'm really trying to do. Like, that I won't ever, like, you know, the sensation when you have a new playlist in your AirPod, you're walking in the street and you feel like so well that you feel super powerful. Actually, it's sunny out there, you're like dressed well, and you have this new music in your ears. And I just want this feeling to be like everyday feeling when we wear my clothes. I don't know if my metaphor is understood, but I definitely understand the,
It's like, it's confidence, like color and being bright and bold.
Yeah.
It's all about confidence, putting yourself out there, like standing out. Because I think some people think maybe femininity is about being small and sort of hiding and wearing, like, you know, not as bold colors, but you can be bright, you can stand out and be macho and still be feminine as well. But yeah, the ties are super cute.
Thank you.
So I guess that's like a play on sort of a typically masculine garment,
but
you
make it
cute as well. Yeah, that's really cool. And so what are your plans for the rest of Fashion Week or in the next few years to come, or any projects coming?
Rest of Fashion Week, I'm doing a pop-up on Saturday in a showroom for buyers this week as well. And then for the future would be to do more shows in Tokyo, to have like more stores in Tokyo as well, and even in other places like Asia or Australia. Mm-hmm. And to conquer the world with colors. We need colors in life.
For sure. Jude, thank you so much for coming on. And where can people find you online?
On Instagram at Maison Gistimon, or on my website, www.maisongistimon.com.
Mm-hmm. And people can order through
website? Yeah, of course, sort of through a website, yeah.
Cool, amazing. Wild. Thank you so much.
Thank you.